they had just opened up a brand new high school, and it was called Shamrock. I went to Tucker, and half of my graduating class from elementary school went to Shamrock. In fact, all my friends. See, the creek that divided up the school was at the bottom of the hill, on the hill that I lived in. Almost all my friends lived on the other side of the creek. The creek was dividing line. All my friends went to the other school. I went to Tucker, so I lost all my friends from high school. Yeah.
What about college?
Okay, went to LaGrange College for, like I said, about 2 years, maybe a little less than 2 years. went to LaGrange College. That was something. I was sitting in high school my senior year and didn't know where I was going to go to school. I should have gone to Georgia. But most of my friends were going to go to Georgia, and I just didn't want to follow the crowd. I always wanted to be alone. Not alone, but wanted to be, you know, out there out front. And if I go to Georgia, I'm going to be with everybody. I can't be different. Not that I think being different is bad or good. I just, you know, look at me. Here I am. Shine the light on me. So I was sitting in English class. Didn't particularly like the English class. Didn't care for the teacher. And the principal came across and said, anybody who's interested in LaGrange College, come to the counseling. Boy, I was out of that room. Went up there. The guy was great. It was fantastic. He was the administrator or admissions administrator, whatever. Talked to him, thought it was great, went home, told my parents, filled out the paper, got accepted. It's the only school I went that I applied to. You know, Dad begged me to apply to Georgia. Apply to Georgia State. Apply to anybody. Apply to more schools. And I said, oh, that's the only school I want to go to. I went and visited there. It was a great time. It was fantastic. It was, if I can get a little on the other side of the program, you know, I went to visit. And, met some guys, liked the guys. We went out partying, met a freshman girl, had some fun, had a lot of fun. And I said, boy, this is where I got to go.
That's how you made your mind up. Yeah.
It was 7 girls to every guy at the school. It used to be an all-female school.
Wow.
And that was something else that I thought was great because there was a lot of females there.
Yeah.
Now, once I went there, I don't think I hooked up with a couple more times. So that kind of broke that hey, this is going to be a great thing deal. So...
Well, she had some fun. Did you get a good education?
Yeah, went for 2 years, and that Dad got sick, and that ended that.
Yeah.
Joined a fraternity while I was there. I got $50 a month from my parents. 25 of that went to the fraternity, so that left me $25 for the rest of the month. Oh boy, was that didn't go far. So I had to find me a job. I worked at the cable company, answering phones. So that's, you know, but got a DUI when I was there. I was sitting at the frat house. And I had a convertible. I'd gotten me a convertible. And sitting at the frat house, we were having kamikazes. Oh, I hate kazis. And the phone rang. And I remember it clear as day. It said, Robert, I'm up here at the gas station across from the courthouse. Can you come pick me up? Don't know who it was. Didn't know. All I know is, okay, sure, I'm Mr. Nice Guy. So I crawled out to the car, got in, drove up there, and I went the wrong way on a one-way street. I don't know why. When I got there, I forgot why I was there. Had the top down, turned the car off, had the music cranking wide open, sitting there, and up drove one of those three-wheel Cushman cars that traffic parking lot attendants have, and they got me for DUI. So.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But it was soon after that school kind of ended for me up there.
Yeah.
Came back, went to work at where my dad worked. I worked at the textile factory. Worked there for 5.5 years. Well, during that 5.5 years, I took about, I guess, a year's worth of college at DeKalb College. It was a community college. And we started working at the factory 12-hour shifts. I can't go to school and work at 12-hour shifts. Right. So that ended that. So... then I just kept on working, and that was it.
And what do you do for a living?
I own a pressure washing company. I've sold cars for several years.